Good morning. Today is January 12th, and today is day number one of Christ the King's 21 days of prayer. Through these days of prayer and fasting, we seek to see Jesus clearly in our lives. Today's scripture reading is in John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Today's reflection. Have you ever been part of a conversation with one of your friends about an up-and-coming celebrity? Let's set the scene. You're speaking with a lifelong friend who wants to give you some exciting news. He says there's a person who's going to be a celebrity, but hasn't made it big yet. Soon, though, he will be the biggest thing this world has ever seen. You want to hear more about this person, so you begin to ask about where he's from and how he'll become famous. Your friend gives the background, and it's pretty unimpressive. After additional uninspiring answers, you begin to question your friend's state of mind. Your friend finally says, "Follow me and I'll show you." You follow your friend, and to your surprise, this person proves his worth beyond measure. Not only that, he explains this is only the beginning. Then he calls you out. "Why do you believe only because I'm telling you now?" How often do we need proof before believing in something? In this passage, we're given a promise by Jesus, the promise of heaven opening and seeing the angels of God going up and coming down on the Son of Man. There will be paradise on earth. Waiting for proof is not God's way and will not be ours. Trusting in him and his promises will allow us to take part in his work. God knows what's in our heart, but a physical faith is monumental for us to take part in his glory. This scripture, in essence, is showing you a faith move that Jesus is requesting. We talk about this faith move in so many ways in our day-to-day life. Is God knocking on the door to your heart? Is God calling you to something greater? Will you take up your cross and follow him? The last question we must ask ourselves is, are we going to take him up on his request for a leap of faith? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and allowing us this time to live in your word. We ask you to continue to be the voice that will lead us in the direction you want us to go. Father, allow us to live our life according to Jesus' promises. Allow us to be bold in you. Allow us to take the steps, the faith steps, which bring us closer to you. We believe in the promise Jesus outlines in this passage, as well as all the other promises you've given us. We believe in you and the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. We at CGK hope that you have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us on these 21 days of prayer and fasting. God bless.